Hello, Podlers. Coming up, all will be explained.
Oh, matron.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where it is time for a game of the slow-mo solo. I've taken a song, in fact, a song we're going to play on the main station just after 8 a.m. this morning. Get us. And I have slowed it right down. I think you're going to love the piece of audio I'm about to play. If you can identify the band, artist and ditty, well, you, my friend, can have a shout-out. So send along to 8 12 15 whatever you want in the shout-out. So whether it be for a family member, a friend, maybe you want to get it in for a work colleague. Because don't forget, even if you're not at work now, I could give you a shout-out. You could then arrive at your place of work, get this show up on demand on the Free Radio app and actually play the shout-out to the people that you work alongside.
Good plan,
so you can do
yes.
it like that, and it will live on forever in podcast form. So it's really quite a special thing.
Play it as you walk through the door and everyone can cheer as you arrive.
And then you're just, everyone will know you're a G. That's exactly what's going to happen. But for that to be in your life, you do need to identify this song. So turn up your devices and listen very carefully to this.
Not that different from the original.
Oh, sorry.
You cannot have just gotten that now.
No, it took me a while. I was like, what the hell is going on?
And I'm not even sure Anna actually knows what it is. So you got it straight away, Anna?
I think so,
You think so? Obviously, Glenn, you got it, right?
I think so. It just sounded
Well, hang on.
Now I understand what he's saying.
You're close to saying that he's saying, oh, well done, Matt. Why don't you give him any more clues? Now I get that he's saying her name. Oh, we can't stop doing that, can we?
That's you there. That's on you. Really slow, isn't it? It's the slowest one we've ever done.
It's the super slow-mo solo this morning. But who is it?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning, and this is your opportunity to get a shout-out on The Breakfast Show by playing the, as we've just established, very, very slow-mo solo. I just played you this piece of audio, but who is it? Imagine if you were Roxanne and that was what someone was saying down the other end of the phone to you. You'd be so creeped out by that, wouldn't you? Yes, of course it was Roxanne by the police. Coming up on the main station just after 8, because of course yesterday I announced that Sting is on the lineup for the Isle of Wight Festival. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 8. You can get yours from the Absolute Radio ticket store. So congratulations to bleary-eyed Bren in Ealing. It's a good name for a podcast. Ben, who is cooking for the hundreds. James on the way to a Jaguar enthusiast track day at Castle Combe. Have fun. Alfie, a true G. Yes, you are, Alfie. The Lau family from Hung Gar Kung Fu and Self-Defense. Vicky making sandwiches for herself, her husband, and Kian and Ethan, who are all still in bed. But Vicky wishes you all a fabulous day. LT, Frano and Clayton busting it out for CNC steel erectors, trying to finish the job by Wednesday so the boys can make Dodo's wedding. Let's rewind that, shall we?
There's a lot going on there.
LT, Frano and Clayton, they're busting it out for CNC steel erectors. Why? Because they need to finish that job by tomorrow. Why? So that all the boys can go to Dodo's wedding.
Dodo's wedding is going to be massive, isn't it?
Congratulations, Dodo and your partner, and good luck to LT, Frano, Clayton, and all at CNC Steel.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So, today is the day that Matt Dyson has to dress as Alan Rickman's Snape from Harry Potter and speak like him. We're not going to make him speak like him all day because, frankly, that would be annoying for everybody. But in about an hour's time, we're going to be putting in our breakfast orders and Matt's going to be going to the local cafe and and order us breakfast. And of course, we'll make sure that's live on the telephone so we can all enjoy the moment, because his was the worst Snape impression. In fact, I've got a couple of messages before you begin.
Hi,
Dave and the team. I'm so looking forward to hearing the love child of Mr. Bean and Joe Brand do the social ammunition this morning from Rich in Bromsgrove. Dave, I hope Matt will fully embrace his Snapeness today and we can get social Snape ammunition for one day only. Chris Brecken. And finally, anonymously, Matt sounds like George Galloway being the cat on Celebrity Big Brother. So, with that in mind, give us a little bit of Snape for the top story, will you?
Okay,
come on.
A tweet on X from Count Mysterioso said, okay, who had Sandy Toksvig officiating the wedding of Bjorn from ABBA on their bingo card? Did you see this, guys?
I didn't.
You deliberated, cogitated, and digested the social.
If only we were doing a Grossman off.
Look, I think we might have to take the hood off. I've got to take the hood off. Come
okay.
On.
What?
Yeah, Bjorn from ABBA got married at the weekend.
Who are you being now?
Sandy Toksvig officiated the wedding.
I thought you were saying you're being Sandy.
Oh, no, this is ridiculous. So she officiated with it. It's like a Scandinavian coming together of the Swedish pop star and the Danish comedian and TV presenter. So what a beautiful thing. He got married again. And I didn't realise that when ABBA were in their pomp, I didn't realise this, but back in like the 70s to 80s, they were two married couples. I think if I did know that, I've forgotten it. Yeah. But they were.
Do we know if that's actually correct?
Producer Mark says famously. Yeah. They were Ulvaeus and Agneta Falkstag, and Benny Andersson and Annie Fried Ligstag were both married couples.
Was he actually at his wedding in person, or was it hologram?
good. We think it was real. And the real Sandy Toksvig. And anyway, let's move on.
That's a great name for a podcast.
Let's move on, because this is great news for you, Dave. You're going to absolutely love this.
This is
when AI takes. Achieves great things, as you know. And we're about to hit Yacht Rock Nirvana.
Oh,
literally.
Yes. Yes.
They've gone there, unbelievably.
It's a bold move.
Nick Harrison, Mr. Professor 318 on Instagram. Don't hold guns, bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard and self-assured. It sounds nothing like it.
You do like your aerobics to this.
Yeah. Hello, hello, sweatbands on.
I've got no idea how the chorus is going to go.
You're going to love it.
You're going to love it.
The lights out, it's less dangerous. Yeah.
It's good, isn't it? I mean...
Not if you're a Nirvana fan.
No. They're going to hate it. But yeah. It's amazing.
I imagine this would be on the soundtrack to an animated film like Trolls World Tour. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It does sound very Trolls, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, it's very Trolls.
Oh, it's ever so Trolls.
Is there nobody can't do this morning?
Yeah. I'll post that on my Instagram story. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
There he is. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. So for all of those of you who wanted to hear Matt Dyson as Snape from Harry Potter doing the social ammunition, all of your dreams kind of came true. We went via a little bit of Lloyd Grossman, Sandy Toksvig was in there at one point. Mr. Bean made his inevitable appearance.
Hotchpotch.
I decided to kind of surreptitiously film Matt doing that from this side of the desk. I've just posted it on my story. You can go and see it for yourself. Matt's not got the wig on yet, which is...
Yes, that's
got
true.
Got your hood up. You've not got the wig on. The wig is coming to Studio One, I'm reliably informed. Dave_Berry_Insta. Now, let's talk about our 9 different playlists, shall we? All available for you to enjoy on your smart speaker, on your digital radio, or via the brand new and very impressive Rayo app. We're going to have a little game of blind ranking. So I'm going to play you a song. You rank it. First, second, or third, but without hearing the next song along. That's how this works. And your first ditty this morning is coming up on the main station, and it's this. Why does it always rain on me? The Hypebeast Womble clutches his heart. He's such a Travis fan, aren't we all?
Matt Dyson, first, second, or third? Go wrong with a bit of Travis, but I feel like it's a second place, sure.
Second place. It's a safe number two. Okay. Anna Geary?
I mean, this is controversial, but I'm putting it in number three. I want to be uplifted today, and this is like talking about the rain.
Yeah, I suppose so.
We've got a grown man dressed as a fictional character from a 20-year-old children's film series. What is not uplifting about that? In an hour, he's going to go and get you whatever you want from the cab.
Touché. You need Travis in your life just to balance it out.
I'm so uplifted by looking at my best mate, Matt Dyson, that I need Portishead right now is what I need. I need to balance it out. Yeah,
maybe when he puts the wig up, that'll
kill me. Okay. So, Glenn, where are you going with Travis?
I'm glad Anna took the flack on that one. I'm going three as well. No further questions.
Wow. Okay.
Come on, give him some grief.
How's this uplifting for you? David Guetta, Sia, Titanium, Absolute Radio 10s. Matt?
I'm glad I saved my third spot because it's definitely going in there. It's fine. Yeah. I don't dislike it, but it's not really my bag.
No.
I would say.
No, not in that cape.
No.
Anna, where are you going?
Number one. This is one of my karaoke songs.
It's what you wanted, right? That's the point of the night, playing. It's whatever you're feeling like. We got something for you.
That's the beauty of it.
Glenn.
I'm putting this in second.
Okay. That means this next ditty I'm going to play you, which is coming up on Noughties, is Matt's favourite, Anna's second place, and also Glenn's favourite. Mm-hmm. Are you happy with your decision when you hear this?
I'm not trying. Yes. Love it. Perfection.
Everyone's happy with The Streets being the number one. Anna, would you change it for Sia?
No, I'd still stick with Titanium.
Okay. Leave it.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
So, whether it be Travis, David Guetta and Sia, whether it be The Streets, we have you covered. As I say, it's all happening in the free Rayo app.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five words, five grand. Absolute Radio.
7:37 on your Tuesday morning. Time once again for a game of 5 words, 5 grand. And playing today is Beth. Good morning, Beth.
Morning, everyone.
How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. You?
Very well, thanks for asking. Beth is in Derbyshire. She loves Absolute Radio country. You've never been to the Heights of Abraham, have you, Beth?
I've not, no.
What? I can't believe it. I was asking you the heights of Abraham.
How can you live in Derbyshire and not have done the Heights of Abraham?
To the Heights of Abraham.
At least Gulliver's Kingdom, Beth. Come on, in Matlock Bath, surely.
Have you done that?
Yes, I have.
Okay, she's allowed to play today, everyone. Beth's allowed to play. Beth, an interesting job. You work for McVitie's.
I do, yeah.
Oh, okay, let me just dust off this old book of things that breakfast show hosts have asked over the last 50 years. Hang on, here we go. Let's get the dust off. What's your favourite biscuit?
A dark chocolate digestive.
And how much does your biscuit weigh? Oh, no, that's not right. Beth, let's get down to 5 words, 5 grand business, shall we? How many words have you matched in the past whilst playing along at home?
Three.
And do you remember who that was with?
I don't know. I just know it was a lady.
Okay, so it was Anna or Emma. They're the only two females who play 5 words, 5 grand. So what we're going to do, spin the random player generator and see who you've got.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice. Anna Geary.
Anna Geary is in play.
Good luck, Beth.
So Anna is leaving the studio. Here is her walkout music.
God bless the bottle.
She's gone. So here we are, Beth. I want to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind. I'll then give Anna Geary the same 5 words. If her 5 words match your 5 words, then you can have £5,000. That's 5 words, 5 grand. Good luck. Tall, T-A-double-L, tall.
Manner.
Oh, no, tall, T-A-L-L.
T-A-L-L.
Short.
Great, sorry, go. That's us pesky cockneys.
Tall.
Tall. Where's I'm going to use my box? Tall against the wall. I'm sorry, are you saying you're tall and you like to lean against a wall, or is it wool? I don't know. I don't get you.
I feel like it's an answer. That guy is one tall spanner.
Yeah, might catch on.
Oh, I do like him, dear. I mean, he is a bit of a tall spanner, but I do like him.
I do. Weirdly,
right, okay. I E Y E I.
Lash.
That's good.
Yeah. It's lash or bow.
Yeah. Bow. Bow.
Spider.
Web.
Yes.
Nice. Dream.
Catcher.
Good.
Oven.
Glove.
It's going.
Oh, wow. It could easily go here, couldn't it?
That is it. That is the five words that we've been looking for since its return this season.
Yeah. I suppose there are a lot of options on I. Geary could say ball.
Yeah.
So we don't know.
What word do you say now? I can't understand you, mate.
Ball.
Okay. Beth, do stay right there. I think this is a really good set of answers.
Yeah.
The Pothole Princess is in play. Next. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Five words. £5,000. Absolute Radio. So, Anna Geary is now back in the studio, and Beth is ready to play Five Words, £5,000. We can't discuss the words you gave. All I can say, without breaking any rules, is it was a great set of answers, which means if the money goes today, not only is Anna Geary crowned a Five Words champion alongside you, Beth, you get £5,000, and the video that we post out to the world will involve my co-host Matt Dyson being dressed as Snape from Harry Potter because of something we've been doing on the show for the last few weeks.
Yeah.
You sort of look like that guy in Dumb and Dumber.
Great. The wig is now on, and I'm getting Mr. Majika was a comment from the Hypebeast Wobble.
Okay, anyway. Don't mind that, it's fine. We can deal with this later. Let's get down to business. Good luck, Beth.
Thank you.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say tall? T-A-L-L.
Short.
Correct.
Yes.
I-E-Y-E-I.
I. Socket.
Oh, no.
Is it ball?
Slash.
Oh.
Sorry, Beth. So close.
It's okay.
Let's do the remaining words just to see if it is a 4 out of 5. Spider.
Web.
Correct.
Yes.
Dream.
Catcher.
Correct. Oven.
Oven. Ready.
Oh, good. Nice. Good word.
Glove. Which means it is 3 out of 5 on £5,000. Your reaction to that, Snape?
Well, it's the easiest game to play.
Beth, lovely having you on the show. Nice talking biscuits with you. And we'll speak to you real soon. Take care of yourself.
Thanks for tuning in.
Country. Of course, we will be playing a game tomorrow. Snape, would you mind out giving the number for them to call right now, please?
Yes, it's 0330-123-1215. £5,000. Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Absolute Radio Live. At the London Palladium. It is Tuesday morning, and it is time to talk Absolute Radio Live here on The Breakfast Show. This is our incredible night of live stand-up comedy at the London Palladium on Sunday the 17th of November. This year, all the money raised from tickets is going to the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital charity. This is the hospital that helped save the life of our very own Matt Ford. Now, I promised that I'd be announcing another name today, and that's exactly what I am about to do. So we have co-hosts for the first time ever. Your evening will be compared by Matt Ford and John Richardson. Your performers on the night are Susie Ruffle, Judy Love, Josh Widdicombe, and our very own Glenn Moore. And it is time to announce the penultimate act taking to that stage. You will know him from Have I Got News For You, 8 out of 10 cats does Countdown, Taskmaster, his own Netflix special, and he starred in Wonka alongside Timothy Chalamet, let's not forget.
That was an amazing cameo.
He's also one of Glenn's best friends in actual life. It's Phil Wang's going to be here, everyone. Yes, Phil. So, Glenn, you know Phil better than any of us.
Yeah.
What's he like? What can we expect?
He's a great guy. He's an excellent, brilliant, original comedian, and a man who this time last year turned up at my stag do an hour before we all went to bed on the final night. So he was there just for the cleanup operation the next day, and then we all went home.
Oh, how lovely of him. I also know that when he was starring in Wonka, one of the biggest movies of like the last year or so, in his opening scene, he broke his arm accidentally slipping off a table.
Yeah.
So they had to hold shooting Phil Wang's part for like a couple of months.
Wow.
Just
Timothy
Chalamet just hanging out the back waiting for Phil to recover before he could get
on
with it.
He was having to do a dance with Timothy Chalamet. He broke his arm and then Timothy Chalamet just kept dancing apparently. Like, just didn't stop.
Oh, okay,
such
so feel free to use that in your heckles on the night, ladies and gentlemen. No, we are so pleased that Phil Wang has joined our stellar lineup. I have another name to announce, which I'll be doing on Friday, live and exclusively here on The Breakfast Show. But right now, you need to do two things. One, put Sunday the 17th of November in your diaries. Two, go get your tickets right now. Absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets.
Absolute Radio Live for the London Palladium. Tickets are on sale now. Absoluteradio.co.uk. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show. Welcome along to the Great British Snape Off. This is the kind of... This is the BBC Two show. This is where you flick over.
Yeah.
What's that stuff called? Yeah. Like Extra Slice
extra.
Or
bit
whatever.
Bit on the side.
Bit on the... Yeah.
You're fired.
You're fired. Yeah. This is that bit. This is basically Matt's humiliated himself on the main show on BBC One.
Yeah.
And now he's here talking us through where it all went horribly wrong.
Adrian Charles about the impression.
He's going to have a chat with Adrian.
It'll be great fun.
That's what's going on here. So basically, yesterday, Evie, my 5-year-old daughter, judged that Matt Dyson did the poorest impression of Alan Rickman as Snape in Harry Potter. This is the moment the audio was shared with the waiting world.
Turn to page 394. Suffice it to say that your professor finds himself incapable of teaching at the present time. Turn to page 394. Quiet.
No, that's the worst.
The one I just played you is the worst?
The worst.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
And so Matt is last. The croaky one is last. Yeah?
Yeah.
So do you know this means that Matt's going to have to dress up as Snape? And speak like him and go out and get us all breakfast. Did you know that? As I was sneaking out of the house at 4:30 a.m. this morning to come and do the show, Evie just opened her bedroom door and went, make sure you humiliate Unky Poopoo and Matt, Daddy. That's, honestly, they were her words.
Really
show me the videos on the socials, Daddy.
Great. Yeah. Really go to town.
So, really go to town. Make sure he never works again, Dad. Matt, you have been dipping in and out of being your version of Snape all morning long. But now it's time to go.
It's time to actually don the wig.
IRL public. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Matt's going to go to the Greasy Spoon Cafe that's opposite us here in London, and you're going to get our breakfast order. So I need you to get into character a little bit, however you might do that.
Mm. Oh, yes, okay. Sorry. My...
Headbutt the microphone.
Thank you. Can Glenn talk for me? That's probably going to be better.
Yeah, he just smacked his snake hood on the mic.
So. What are you having, Dave?
Okay, I will have I'll have a cup of English breakfast tea.
Yeah, Builders.
Mm. Yeah, just a splash of milk for me, please.
Yes.
Yeah, and also just because I want to hear you say it, I'll have some sausages.
Sausages.
Thank you.
How many?
Two sausages.
Two. Geary, what do you want from the cafe?
Can I have a flat white, please?
Flat white.
And a plate of hash browns.
We're building one breakfast between us.
And Glenn.
Cappuccino, please.
Yes.
And then I'll have the Chateaubriand. And £50 in cash. And a bacon butty.
I'll see what magic spell I can work out. I've been trying to clench my teeth to sound more like
it. As everything John Coleshaw taught us has gone, hasn't it? It's all gone. It's like GCSE German. And the minute I've stepped out of the schoolyard, it's gone.
Yeah, I think.
Or German Snape. Hans Gruber.
Pretty much,
you're going to make your way out of the studios, the safety of the studios, with your wig on and your big old cloak. Yes. And you're going to go over to the CAF and you're going to get our breakfast for us. But we're going to call you when you're in the CAF, okay? Well, I want to hear you do this because I don't want you kind of pulling out of this at the last minute.
Okay. Oh, you're going to call me and hear
we're going to hear the whole thing, yeah.
Okay.
Have you got your phone?
Yes. I have it.
Okay, you can leave now.
Okay.
Good luck.
Goodbye.
Evie's going to be thrilled about this.
It's amazing. Like
it. And we're also sending someone from the social media team with you as well.
Okay. Expelliarmus! The Dave Berry
Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. It is Tuesday morning. If you're just joining us, well, the Great British Snape Off has come to its natural conclusion. That natural conclusion being Matt Dyson, a hard-working father of three, has had to dress up as Snape from Harry Potter and go out into central London and get us all a hot beverage. Now, if you've seen my Instagram stories, you'll see he's gone the whole hog warts on this. He really does look the part. So let's cross to him now, shall we? Good morning, Snape.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hello.
Hi, Snape.
So how are you feeling right now?
Well, I've had better mornings, I must admit.
Okay, so are you kind of nervous mixing with all these muggles out in central London?
I'm getting some rather strange looks from people who work in construction.
Yeah, but if you walk about 200 yards to your left up to Camden, you'll look like everyone else. I won't worry about it. Okay, listen, we put our breakfast orders in. Anna and I have agreed. You can forget the sausages and the hash browns. We just want the hot beverages. So I need you to go in and order a tea, a latte and a cappuccino. Is that what we wanted, guys? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, go for it, Snape. Be bold.
Okay, I'm going into the Hot Pepper Cafe on Drummond Street. Okay, I'm now in. Okay. Hello. Could I have a flat white, a cup of Builder's tea, and a cappuccino, please? Thank you.
Snape, can you hear me?
Yeah.
People are messaging in. Listener Jim wants you to say, who would live in a cafe like this? David, it's over to you.
Who would live in a cafe like this? David, it's over to you.
Thank you, Lloyd. Kevin says, could you ask the person working there for a copy of Fly Fishing by J.R. Hartley?
Do you have a copy of Fly Fishing by J.R. Hartley? No.
Simone wants you to say, is there anything tasty on page 394 of the menu?
I just perused the menu now. Is there anything you'd recommend on page 394? Yeah, it's just the panini. It's the panini.
And finally...
are you happy now?
No, not quite. No, it's not for me, it's for the... Yeah. Look, Ellen and so many others just want you to do a big ooh matron. Very loud.
Oh, matron.
Right, Snape, tell us what's going on. Describe your surroundings right now.
The tea, the drinks are being made, as you can hear in the background. We're in takeaway cups. Most people have vacated the cafe. Again, I'm getting
I bet they have. I bet they have. Snape, listen, well done. We'll let you get back to it. You've made everybody very happy, particularly my daughter, Evie. We'll see you with the teas and coffees in about 10 minutes.
Thank you so much, Evie. We shall have words.
Speak to you soon. Stay safe as well. Don't get in any trouble on the way back.
I'll try.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning, and I think a round of applause for Matt Dyson. So brave and bold as Snape.
So good to get that wig off. So itchy.
We've all got our drinks. We're going to toast you, Matt.
Yeah.
Because what happened to you is in the top five things that should never happen to any grown-up dressed as Snape from the Harry Potter movies. And that is when you were leaving our studios... You bumped into two people. Who were? What
there
are
were
they
some
in?
Strictly Come Dancing guests in the reception area. Sam Queck was there. She said, "Oh, this is very normal, isn't it?" And I said hello, and then we walked along, carried on. But yeah, it was not a great moment.
Is that your embarrassment alarm going? Must remember to be absolutely so embarrassed at exactly this time this morning. Yeah. So Sam Queck saw you.
Yeah. She saw me dressed as full Snape and was quite bemused, I think it's fair to say. But, you know, she's used to wearing costumes on Strictly. It probably made her feel at home.
Yeah, that's
what, for Harry Potter week?
Yeah. she usually looks great in
her
costume.
Yeah. Oh, ouch! Is this your come and get me to the Strictly producers as well?
No, it's really not. Come and get Dave. No. Come and get Dave.
Dave doesn't want to be got right now. Thank you very much indeed. Anyway, Matt Dyson, we're very proud of you. Well done.
Well, thank you.
The great British Snape off. It got the ending that we all hoped that it did. And the whole thing lives on demand in the Free Rail app. It will be all part of the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast, which is coming out just after 10. And of course, it's all over my socials and the Absolute Radio socials.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Matt Dyson has returned from the caff dressed as Snape with our drinks. So I'm going to sit back, sip my tea and let you do, whether you do it as yourself or as Snape, it's entirely up to you.
No.
Okay.
I've derobed now. I can put that character to bed.
He's out of character, but he's got your social ammunition.
Extra.
So firstly, thanks for the tea. And secondly, what's going on out there?
It's the return of recorder content. We've not had any for quite some time. Remember that phase when you had your own recorder and you were playing it every day?
Yeah.
And now an amazing...
A phase that senior management begged us to stop as soon as we possibly could.
Yeah.
And they never interfere with the show.
Yeah,
they were like, the recorder's going too far.
It's got to stop. Bring back the bell. So this is a guy called Philip Flute on TikTok and Instagram who can achieve amazing things just with a basic, like, plastic kids recorder. And he can perform, like, guitar solos from rock classics.
Is he better than me? Let's just get that out of the way.
Slightly better. I think, this is, everyone can achieve this level if they practice. That's important when it comes to the recorder. But he does amazing things. This is him doing the guitar solo from Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird. That incredibly long guitar solo.
All 9 minutes
we won't
of
do
it.
All of it, okay. But he does some of it, and it's amazing when you think it's just the recorder producing this sound.
Oh, wow. He is a bit better than me.
Yeah. He's got very dexterous fingers, this guy. Here it comes, wait for it. He's taking it to the next level now.
Gosh.
What a noise to make from a recorder. It's amazing, isn't it?
Unfortunately, you could just imagine him doing it at like 2 o'clock in the morning at the Isle of Wight Festival. You'd have to unzip your tent and go, "Can you keep it down?"
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that is your lot. It is time to bid you farewell from what has been one heck of a show. And it's all thanks to that man right there, Matt Dyson, well done.
It's been unusual. I'll never forget the bemused looks from the cafe workers that I got this morning.
Yeah, so or thanks. Sam Queck from Strictly. It had it all, Matt Dyson's morning, it really did. So you can listen again on demand in the Free Rail app. You can get the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast in about 5 minutes' time. There are some options today. Sorry, my throat's really dry. I've been cheering and shouting so much today. Will the real Sandy Togsvig please stand up?
He's got very dexterous fingers, this guy.
Yeah.
But we've decided for page 394 is just the paninis. So that's the name of the podcast. Look, Leona Graham's going to be here next. She'll bring some normality, hopefully, a steady hand, as well as the tea break trivia and your chance to win £170,000 on Make Me a Winner. As for us, we'll be back tomorrow from 6 a.m. No wigs, no cloaks. Arrivederci.